This evening's reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 5. By the humility and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. I, Paul, who am timid when face to face with you, but bold towards you when away. I beg you that when I come, I may not have to be as bold as I expect to be towards some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Amen.
Karen, for giving me the opportunity to share with the church about God speaking to my soul. Have you ever fasted before? Oh, how did you find it? I remember when I started fasting in Spain about 15 years ago. I only did it until about 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I finished my fast. I went into my room, prayed, and came out like a lioness. Oh my goodness, I want to eat everyone. I go angry about everything. After this, I felt so bad because I didn't understand what happening to me. I was looking for more of God, but I felt very angry. One day, I shamefully told my pastor what happening to me. She told me, Fatima, this is normal. Your flesh body is angry because you don't get it what you normally feed it. It's normal. This was there because I found it so difficult to do. This happened to many people, and sometimes due to lack of knowledge for health, they stop fasting. But fasting can bring about God's purpose in our life. I had a testimony that related to this I want to tell you. When I was 10 years old, my mother passed away. And for the few years after this event, I felt lost. For the first 3 years, my biggest fear was also losing my father. I suffered total abandon from him. My father dedicated himself to drink to forget his loss. And on several occasions, he attempted suicide. And by 8 and 11, I had saved him from suicide 3 times. I didn't understand what was happening in my house and my family. I felt that my father did not love me enough to want to live and stay with me, the section of Satan. After almost 3 years, one day, an angel of God appeared, Pastor Miguel. That was the name of the pastor who was just opening a church 2 streets from my house. The pastor knocked on the door. My father opened it, and introduced himself. My father invited him in, and the pastor Miguel told about Jesus' love and inviting him to the church. And that same day, my father accepted Jesus. Praise the Lord. And never drank alcohol again. Christ totally changed his life. It was a wonderful miracle. I was happy for this miracle, but I was not aware of the damage it had caused to my soul and the emptiness that I had created in me. I really did not feel loved or valued by anyone because the person who should have taken care of me and protect me at the time did not, my father. It was many years when I returned to Christ with my life in pieces that I realized that there was a lack in my heart on the part of my father. It was in my time of fasting and meditation on the word was that God revealed himself to me as a father. I understood that he loved me. God brought healing and courage into my life, and I had grown to see that God used fasting in my life to bring blessing for me and for others. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 1 to 5, Paul begins to speak of the fierceness of a fight, the fight that his opponents expect him to fight is in the flesh. Paul alleges that the weapons of his fight is not carnal, but powerful in God for the destruction of a stronghold, tearing down arguments and all haughtiness that rises against the knowledge of God, and taking captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. Undoubtedly, this is a war, but not a war like any other. This is a war that is fought totally the physical, real, but also in the spiritual. Because it is spiritual war, and to win it, he has to use a spiritual weapon, such as prayer, adoration, and fasting. If we see, look at the life of Paul, we know that he was a man of prayer. We know that all the revelation that he received from God was by grace and his constancy in prayer and also in fasting. In Ephesians 6, verse 11 to 13, he said, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, the power of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand." It is very important to remember when we have struggled in our life to be stand fair in God. In America Latina, in Latin America, the church are excel for spiritual battles, and one of the means is through fasting. Ministries like Claudio Freison in Argentina continually fast and encourage the congregation to fast. This is a ministry that moves in the supernatural of God, transforming lives and change the destinies of people by helping break free from drugs and alcoholism. They had positioned themselves in the place that God has given them to be salt and light. Gigi Avila, a much loved and recognized evangelist through Latin America, he fasted for long periods of time and prayed. And God has used him to heal many people from cancer, diabetes, and other conditions. God continues to use his message even today. After his death, he is an inspiration to many. The evangelista Carlos Anacondia, who is well known for ordering Satan and say, "Listen well, Satanás." He has a ministry that is supported by prayer and fasting. It is in fasting where God often reveals his mysteries and plans to his children. Carlos Anacondia says, "There is no magic anointing. There is no, just the search for God. The search for God must be with deep anguish, with groans and tears. If we want to enter the throne of God's grace, God is fasting." John Tyson's writing of The Beautiful Resistance wrote about what is biblical fasting and what is not. And he said, "Despite all the confusion around fasting as a practice, it is quite simple. Biblical fasting is refraining from food for a spiritual purpose. There is absolute fast, where water and food was given up completely for a short time. If you try it today, you will probably require medical intervention fairly quickly," he said. We see this occasionally in scripture. During the direst of circumstance, there is what theologians call the normal fast, which is what most of us think of when we think of fasting. You still drink to take in liquid, but you stop eating and turn your energy toward praying and intercession, toward reading the scripture and other spiritual activities. There, the partial fast. We see this is the book of Daniel. Choose refrain from particular categories of food, still receiving sustenance, but rejecting any food that give him joy. Fasting is designed to shift our focus from our bodies to our spirit, and from our flesh to our Father. The goal is to enter into deeper communion with him. It is marked by intentionality in our withdrawal from food. Pastor Jensen Franklin notes the importance of this focus. "Whenever you begin a fast, remember, if it doesn't mean anything to you, it won't mean anything to God. Without being combined with prayer and the word, fasting is little more than dieting." And today, food-oriented context, people are always trying to fast from everything except food. We say things like fasting from social media. That is very good for the young people. fasting for criticizing others, fasting for to buy clothes, as good and important as these things are, I don't believe they fall into the same category as biblical fasting. They may be useful practice and focus. But fasting seems to be tied to food. I do believe there is an exception for those who struggle with eating disorders. It is replacing physical sustenance with spiritual sustenance. Fasting is designed to reveal our dependence, not just tweak our habit. The early church had a pattern of prayers and fasting. If we look at 13, it says that the brothers were praying and fasting, and God commanded that they lay hands on Paul and Barnabas and send them on missions. Also, on Acts 14, we see the church in Antioch also combine fasting with prayer. Throughout the Bible, we see how God has moved men and women to fast for different purposes. Let's look at the Matthew 4, 1, verse 1 to 4. Then Jesus was led out by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. When the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that this stone become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Why did Jesus fast 40 days and 40 nights? Jesus had a very hard road to the cross. He had to learn submission and obedience to the Father under any other circumstance like us. Because he had to recover that what Adam had lost in Eden for having eaten the forbidden fruit. Jesus had to recover the dominion and authority that Adam gave to Satan with his disobedience. We see that fasting, rather than weakening Jesus, strengthened him in this calling and ministry. Now, it's easy to understand why Jesus, before beginning his ministry, was led by the Spirit into the desert to fast. And we also see that fasting is a discipline and training for the battles that we are going to have throughout our life. Fasting prepares us to be alert and spiritually awake, because the enemy is very subtle and very daring. Look at how he tempted Jesus, the Word of God. Jesus knew the truth about desire and satisfaction. He valued obedience to God and intimacy with his Father over food and drink. His deeper desire to please the Father was stronger than his desire to eat. In a later passage, Jesus said that his food was to do the will of his Father in John 4. Fasting can reinforce our true desires and reorient us to the presence of God. Today, even now, Satan continues to use the same strategies, disguising himself as an angel of light to deceive God's chosen ones. He continues to use his half-truth to make us fall into his deception, such as making us believe that this world that we see around us is all that there is, numbing us to the spiritual realm. Often, we are not aware of the urgency of the time in which we live. As Ian said a few weeks ago, we need to wake up from the sleep and comfort we have become used to living in and start dreaming big, focus on God and his dream. The gospel is the way of the brave and the strong, as Jesus said in Matthew 11. Only the violent will take the kingdom of heaven. But how we can take the kingdom of heaven if we are not aware that we had a battle to fight? Our battle is spiritual, and since it is spiritual, we have to use spiritual weapons. Fasting is one of them. Jesus was tempted, but he came back stronger in the power of the Holy Spirit and began to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the broken heart, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prison, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Praise the Lord. Based on the biblical foundation of Isaiah 58, fasting strengthens our faith in God and is a powerful weapon of war to destroy a stronghold. When we talk about a stronghold, we are talking about pattern of the flesh similar to defense mechanism. They are way of thinking and believing strongly rooted in us, which we have learned in our daily life and learned from others. In Isaiah 58, we see the true kind of fast that God is asking of his people. As we see in verse 6, God is calling his people to fast in the right way to unleash and break the chain of injustice and the knot that tightens, the yoke that is oppressing the captives. Jesus also taught us the importance of fasting and praying to give release to the oppressed in Matthew 17. Thou fasting, we can face those type of demonic strongholds. The combination of these two weapons, fasting and prayer, is the supernatural combination that helps us to have breakthrough, deliverance, and revival. I personally believe that deliberation is the daily bread for us as a children of God. Confessing and acknowledging our sin before God free ourselves, and we obtain redemption, healing, and renewal for our heart through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. In Luke 4, we see how Jesus fulfilled God's requirement that true fasting was to bring liberty and healing to the oppressed. Here we also see the fulfillment of Testament prophecies about the coming Messiah and what he came to do. Jesus also commissioned us as a church to do this in the power of the Holy Spirit. So, why fast? We fast because it is a biblical way to humble ourselves. It is an act of faith and trust in God. It is a challenger for the body and soul. Because when we fast, we are telling Jesus that we want him more than anything else. In this case, food. Fasting reveals what is inside of us. We can do battle and be strength. How to fast? We have to be realistic when we start fasting. It is important to keep in mind that fasting is something our body is not used to. A good way to begin fasting is by missing just breakfast and lunch, and perhaps start eating again at about 4 p.m. Then continue doing it as the Holy Spirit mood you to gradually increase the hour and the days. Little by little, you will realize how wonderful it is to be close to God through fasting, and how God strengthens you and makes you enjoy his company. I promise. How is God enough? Sometimes he doesn't answer our prayer the way we expect, but he answered us with himself. I remember years ago, I was praying for a husband. Yes, for a husband. Because I didn't want to be alone. But time passed and the husband did not arrive. And so I told the Lord, if you are not going to give me the husband, please give me the gift of celibacy, because I need it. I had many struggles in my mind. My desire was to have a mind free of sexual desire. That made me feel so bad. I felt like a slave to it. A lot of time passed, and suddenly I realized that those struggles were no longer in me. But sometimes the struggle came back and I asked for my husband again, like a child. And I remember that one day I was fasting and the Lord told me, "Am I not enough for you? Is my presence not enough? My care and my love are not enough?" I meditated on this word and realized how wonderful God had been with me. It led me to reflect on the care and love which he had provided me up until that day, and he still does today. I did not receive what I asked for, but I understood that God's presence and his love had been very good in my life. I learned to make God my travel companion in this life. I learned to be happy and grateful for what I had. I learned not to complain about what I don't have. For that, I am grateful to God. My time of fasting and prayer has been a time of reflection and closeness with God to discover the beauty and mystery of him. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Welcome.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Fatima.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to come here. You're going to come here. I think Fatima's going to pray for us, actually, in Spanish. It was such a fitting end to our series on spiritual disciplines. And we've been thinking about how can we be in a culture that is so secular and so anti-God in many ways, how can we be a people who are distinct and sharp and ready for the battle? And fasting is definitely a part of that. And Fatima's not someone who just talks about it. She does walk the talk. So if you want to ask her any questions afterwards, she's been a massive inspiration to us at Las Amigas, particularly in this area of prayer and fasting. She'd love to talk to you after the service. So Fatima's going to pray for us, and I'm going to, in Spanish, and I'm going to translate in English. Let's pray.
Padre, nos acercamos a ti en el nombre de Jesús, confesando nuestros pecados, reconociendo que te necesitamos. Nos arrepentimos de nuestros pecados y nos humillamos ante ti, nuestro Dios, y te pedimos pongas hambre en nuestros corazones por tu presencia. Que tu Espíritu Santo sea quien traiga el despertar en nuestro espíritu y nos impulse a movernos en lo espiritual, desatando ligaduras de impiedad, abriendo las cárceles espirituales y dejando libres a los que están cautivos en sus mentes, oprimidos por el enemigo. En el nombre de Jesús oramos por un nuevo comienzo en esta tu casa, Milmeth, y declaramos que todo yugo que nos ata al mundo y sus deseos se rompe y es desmenuzado. Declaramos tu reino, tu justicia en esta nación y en nuestra vida. En el nombre poderoso de Jesús. Amén.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come close to you now in the name of Jesus. And as we come to communion, we confess our sins. We recognize, Lord, that we need you. We repent of our sins. And we are humbled, Lord, before you. Father, we ask that you would put in us a hunger in our hearts for your presence, for more of you, as we've heard tonight, that like Jesus, we would be able to say, my will is to do the will of my Father. Lord, we ask that you'd send your Spirit to wake us up in our spirits, that we would move in the spiritual realm, that we would break, Lord, the chains that bind people, that we would bring people out of imprisonment, of spiritual imprisonment. Lord, we believe you want to set the captives free, and we want to walk in your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you would do a new thing, even here amongst us at Millmead, Lord, that you would break with desires, worldly desires that we might have. And in the name of Jesus, we declare your kingdom, your justice in this nation and in our lives, in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Amen.